And I have a little something on my heart. I'd like to preach to you here for the Lord to help me. And Ecclesiastes, if you have your Bibles, the book of Ecclesiastes. Woo, amen. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse number 13. I feel like these are familiar scriptures. We've heard these in the past, but I'm not so sure I've ever preached from these scriptures. Amen. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Yeah.
Smart man, the wise man, Solomon. And you could really preach a while here and talk about all that Solomon saw. He built the temple, I mean, and he was used so much and so many times. But Solomon, just a brief introduction here, Solomon got into sin.
Yeah.
What was it? 700 wives, 300 concubines. Solomon got in a bad place.
Yeah, right.
And he got his heart took away from God.
Right.
So I feel like Solomon had been on both sides here, as somebody said, might have been this morning's fence straddler. Amen. Solomon knew what the real thing was.
Yeah.
Solomon was there when they dedicated that temple, and the glory of God filled the place.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Solomon knew what the power of God was.
Yes.
All right. Solomon also knew what it was like to get on the other side. Amen.
Right.
Because of his sin, his heart got drug away from God. So really, I feel like this is Solomon here, possibly near the ending here. And he gives these verses. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And he said, here's what I've got out of life. Amen. Right here it is. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole. Here's this word whole again. For this is the whole duty of man.
Yep.
For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. I'm going to preach a little while, but really my object that I want to get to is that word duty. Amen. That's what I want to get to. Praise God. Amen. And I looked this word up, duty, and it's several times in the Bible. Amen. 2 Chronicles 8:14 talks about the duty of every day. Amen. Over there in the book of Leviticus talked about the duty of marriage. Amen. Ezra 3:4 talked about they kept also the feast of the tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. Amen. There is duty in serving God, isn't there?
Yeah. Right.
Praise God. Duty is what keeps you working a job that you don't like. Praise God. I've mentioned bits and pieces through the years, and I'm going to kind of conglomerate some testimonies that I've given through the years to try to preach here a sermon on this. Amen. And when you get up every morning, and I've mentioned Brother Tommy, praise God, 40, I always forget this, 42. 42 years, amen, of working that same old job. That's a long time, ain't it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I've ever personally known. I knew the barber down here on First Street, Nick Morbido, the barber. I think he was down there 60-some years. That's a long time. But, you know, I just knew Nick, but Brother Tommy, I know personally, 42 years, amen, working the same job. Praise God. What kept him working that job? Well, I tell you what, first off and foremost, it was duty. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. They hired him one day when he was excited to get that job. Amen.
Right.
Anybody ever remember you fill out that application, you go through that process, and you try to get that job, and they call you, and they offer you that job. That's an exciting time, man.
Yeah.
Woo, glory to God. And he gave him his word. Amen. I'm going to be here. I'm going to show up. If you're going to pay me a payday, I'm going to show up, amen, and do the work, the duty, amen, that you require of me. Praise God. And so he showed up all them years. I know he missed some work. Amen. Probably not very many days in 42 years. Amen. Why? Because it was his duty to be there. Praise God. Amen. I was quite ignorant. Amen. And Michelle probably say amen to that. Amen. But I am a little bit headstrong and stubborn in areas such as that. And I was like that too. I hardly ever missed a day's work. Amen. And I remember the kids were young, and Michelle was sick, and she had a fever. And I'm not proud telling this, to be honest with you. And she can tell it better than me. But anyway, she is sick, and she said, there ain't way you can stay home today and help me. How am I going to take care of kids? I'm sicker than a dog.
Yeah.
I said, I have to go to work. Woo! I should have stayed home and helped her. That was young, stupid Jackson. Amen. I've grown up a little bit. Amen. Praise God. But it was my duty, I always felt, amen, to go to work. Hallelujah. They gave me a job. They paid me a payday to pay the bills and insurance and all the things that go with that. So that was my duty, amen, to show up, praise God, and try to be at work when they was counting on me to be there, praise God. Amen. The ultimate conclusion of Solomon's experience here, amen. He said, when I draw a conclusion on life, right here is what I see. Amen. We must fear God and keep his commandments. Right. Hallelujah. It was instilled in him as a boy by his father David, but as an adult, he chose a different direction. He left the fundamental truths, amen, that David, his father, had instilled in him. He left those, praise God. Amen. And got his heart pulled in other directions. Amen. The meaningless of life led Solomon, amen, back to God. Praise the Lord. His inability to control, listen to this, or predict the future provoked him to dependence upon God. Amen. I believe that's why in the Lord's Prayer he said, here's how you ought to pray. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. Some people said, if I would inherit $1 million, you gotta pay for it. If I would inherit $1 million, somebody said, I'd be happy and I'd be set for life and I wouldn't have to fret and I wouldn't have to worry. That's not God's way.
Come on.
That's not God's intention. God only promised you enough for today.
Right.
Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. If you got too much laid in your lap, you might turn from God.
Right.
Amen. You might not have that dependence upon God. Amen. I don't know about you, but I enjoy, amen, having to pray through. Praise God. And I'm not saying I enjoy a toothache. I've been there. I hope I don't never have another toothache.
Yeah.
Amen. But I tell you what I do have from that, Brother Chris. I've got a testimony that I was back there in my office one Thursday night. Amen. My tooth aching. He about to kill me. Amen. And it was my duty to preach the gospel. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Thursday night, 7 o'clock. And I prayed that prayer, Brother George. I said, God, these people are going to be here in a few minutes. And they're expecting the pastor to preach. And I'm in bad shape. Amen. I sit back there best I could, studying and reading scriptures and trying to get something to preach. Amen. And I was going to come preach because it was my duty to preach. Hallelujah. And you know what? Because I fulfilled my duty, God showed up. Hallelujah. And that night, Brother Daniel Miller walked in, and he walked in, and he sat up there, and you know, hey, he looks at you, and I said, Brother Daniel, you want to preach tonight? And he looked at me, and he said, I didn't come to preach. And I said, well, amen, I know you didn't come to, but I want you to, amen. I never told him that I was hurt so bad I couldn't stand it. I never told him any of that, but you know, you remember what he preached on that night? Preached on healing. God can heal you. And when he got done, I had a long walk from that seat to that altar, amen. And I said, oh God, I know, Lord, you can help me. I know, Lord, you can heal me right here tonight. Amen. Right. And you can say what you want to. Amen. But I believe God touched me and healed me that night because I was willing to do my duty. Amen. Thank God in heaven. Hey, I get so sick and tired, and we're bad for this as Pentecostals. Amen. Pentecostal people feel like you got to feel like doing something. Amen. You ever heard somebody say, well, I didn't feel like that. Praise God. Let me tell you something. In the Word of God, if it says it black and white, or if it says it red and white, you don't got to feel like it.
That's right. Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Amen. Right. Did you hear me? If it says it black and white, it don't matter what you feel like. Praise God. That word right there supersedes your every feeling. Amen. This book right here supersedes everything. Praise God. Somebody said, well, I don't feel like praying. Amen. I couldn't tell you the times I prayed when I didn't feel like it. Amen. Pray anyway. Hallelujah. Pray when you don't feel like it. Pray when you do feel like it. Amen. It's your duty as a child of God to pray. Amen. It's your duty as a child of God to get you an altar and stay faithful to that altar. Keep the devil out of your family. Keep the devil out of your life. Keep the devil out of your church. It's your duty to pray.
Yeah.
It don't matter if you feel like it.
That's right.
Duty, Lord.
That night, Thursday night, I did not, Brother Josh, feel like preaching. But it was my duty, so I was going to do it. I wish I could stand here and tell you the last 13 years I felt like preaching every single night. But I ain't always felt like it. Woo! But I will tell you this. There's been nights, amen, that I prayed and I said, oh, God, I hate to even admit this on me. Amen. Don't think bad about me when you leave. There's been nights I prayed. I don't know, maybe Brother Tommy and some of these that did the same through the year. And I said, oh, God, if there's ever a night, I don't feel like it is tonight. Amen. Woo! If there's ever a service I don't feel like preaching, Lord, it's this service right here tonight. Amen. And I prayed and I said, oh, but God, you've called me to do it. And whether I feel like it or not, if you'll show up and help me, I'll do it. Amen. And hindsight's always 20/20. I come to tell you some of the best messages I've ever preached in my life. Amen. I'm not bagging her, but some of the best ones, amen, it's been those times I showed up out of duty. I showed up when I didn't feel like it. I showed up when the devil said, amen, why don't you don't have to preach. Let somebody else do it. And I said, no, it's my duty. Great God in heaven. And the Lord honored that. And God showed up. And God moved. Hey, I come to tell somebody in this house, you need to get some duty. And you need to stand flat-footed and say, it's my duty to serve God. It's my duty to pray. It's my duty to read His Word. And that's what I'm going to do. Amen.
Yes.
Woo, hallelujah.
All right.
Great God in heaven. Oh, yes. Amen. It doesn't matter how you feel. Praise God. If you had to feel like fasting, most of us would never fast.
Right. True.
Woo! Every time I get ready to fast, and I think of a day, here's a good day next week. Let's just say, for instance, I've done thought of that. A lot of times I'm trying to think what's one of my easier days. Amen. Oh, it's hard to fast when you work hard out in the heat. And sometimes I'll even look at the temperatures. Amen. What's a good day? Try to pick a day. Amen. It don't matter what day you pick. Right. Something's going to happen.
Right.
Come on now. I remember when I used to work in the hospital. Sister Dottie knows this. Hospital is the world's worst. Amen. I said, Lord, here's the day I'm going to fast. Amen. And so, man, you go in that break room at Jolly Pirate Donuts. The pharmaceutical rep showed up and brought everything in the world. Amen. It's hard to fast with donuts everywhere. Come on now. Hey, I tell you what you got to do. You got to stand flat-footed and say, this is my duty, and that's what I'm going to do. Amen. Here's my problem. Here's what I'm trying to preach to us here tonight. Amen. We understand duty in the natural sense, but it's hard for us to understand it in the spiritual sense. Amen. It's your duty to be a mom. It's your duty to be a dad.
Yeah.
Oh, we understand that. Get up and go to work if you feel like it or not. Get up, Mom.
Come on.
Amen. If you feel like it or not, that kid's sick. Get up. Amen. And wash them clothes. Clean that house. Cook that dinner. If you feel like it or not. Amen. But for some reason, we feel like we got to float on here if we're going to serve God. Hey, I come to tell you, this might be one of the most important messages that some of you have ever heard. There's going to be days. There's going to be nights. There's going to be services when you don't feel like serving God. There's going to be weeks. There might be months that go by in your life.
Right.
And you say, I don't feel like it. I come to tell you, it don't matter how you feel. It's your duty to live for God. It's your duty to say, I'm a Christian, and live like a Christian, whether you feel like it or not.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
To be honest with you, amen. I was wore out, worked hard all week long. And these kids want to run up there to that camp meeting. I'm about ran out. Praise God. The year ain't got started yet, and I'm about ran out. Woo! Amen. Brother Dave Miller's already called me. He's got a camp meeting next week. And here's what he left on my voicemail. was working mowing. And he said, Brother Jason, he said, I got camp meeting next week, and I expect you to be here. That's what these guys call me now. He said, and my wife leaves you this message, and it's from him too. He said, she's seen you everywhere this year, and she says that if you don't come to our meeting, amen, you've been everywhere else, why can't you come here? Glory to God.
Yeah.
So that ain't putting a lot of pressure on me, is it? Amen. Oh, come but on. You know what? Amen. Worked all week. Amen. Got out Friday from working some Friday. Stopped at the hospital in Charleston. Seen Jamie for a while. Amen. Got in the car heading to Richlands. Got behind an accident. Amen. We was going to be way late. I called Brother Jeff and said, I'm sorry. 2 years I've got in wrecks and wasn't able to get there. He said, come on anyway. That's what he said. So I said, well, I'll try it. Amen. We like to never got through that. I mean, traffic everywhere. Michelle said it ain't meant to be. It ain't meant for us to go. I don't know whether it was or whether it wasn't. Hey, but I know this. Everywhere we went was a block. Amen. Got up there, nowhere to park in the parking lot. Finally got there almost 8 o'clock, an hour late. So I had to park up on a hill behind a monster truck. I mean, a great big truck. Hey, come out, church. Late that night, and that monster truck crushed the front of her van in. Hey, one thing and then another. Amen. Fought the devil all weekend long. And I'll be honest with you, I was wore out. And I was ready to go home. Amen. And I got some word that my pastor, amen, that put a little grit in me down through the years was needing reinforcement. Hey, great God, somebody said, we need you bad, Jason. Would you come? I said, I don't know. I got to go home. I got church Sunday. And I felt like the Lord spoke to my heart and said, it's your duty to be there for your pastor. Great God, I drove and went through. You ain't got time to listen to it all. And I had to go through yesterday just to get to Gilbert. But when I got in that pulpit this morning and I preached the word of God and I stood with and for my pastor and the glory of God fell in that house, it was my duty to be there for my pastor. And that's why I was. And God moved. I've never seen him pray like that. I've never seen him get help like he did today. God rewarded because it was my duty. I come to tell you, you don't got to feel like it. You just got to have duty and say, God, I'm going to give you my all. I'm going to give you everything I've got. It's my duty.
Yes. Praise.
Woo!
Yes, Lord. So they said, stay and preach for us tonight. Not today. They wanted me to. Yes. Preach for us Sunday morning and Sunday night. I said, I'll preach for us Sunday morning, but it's my duty to be in Huntington for the afternoon service. There ain't God in heaven. What are you saying, Brother Jason? I'm saying this sometimes, and I've been praying, and I want you to help me pray. Sometimes we got to learn to get our priorities straight. What is our duty? Well, Brother Jason, I don't feel like going to church. It's my duty to be in church. Hey, unless I got a fever and COVID and this, that, and the other I can spread and give to somebody else, I'm going to be in the house of the Lord. I've got it in my notes right here. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. I never seen a day where people think it's optional to go to church. I never seen a day where people think I can go if I feel like it. You don't gotta feel like it. It's your duty to be in the house of God. It's your duty to worship God and put him first in your life.
Right.
All right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Glory. Is that all right?
Yes.
Amen.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
I can go right along the line. These girls have been mowing yards. I've got them 8 or 10 yards. They probably know how many. I've got them 8 or 10 yards right there by the house. I've given them several of my yards, and I picked them up several right there close to the house. and they go mow these yards. Amen.
All right.
And I teach them, Brother Tommy.
Yeah.
You make $25, $2.50 is God's.
That's right.
I got a few amens. That's what the Bible teaches.
Amen.
I'm not preaching old tithing. I can do it. I can turn the book of Malachi and preach it to you.
Yeah.
Amen. That a tenth of my increase, amen, belongs to God. Hey, I'm not here to preach old tithing, but I can do it. Amen. Hey, but you know what? Amen. That God has been so good to us that He lets us keep 90%. Come on now. Every bit of it's His. If it wasn't for God, you couldn't get out of bed this morning. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have strength to get out of that bed. Thank God in heaven. Hey, I come to tell us it's my duty to put God first in my life.
Amen. My duty.
So I teach them, girls, you make 20, pull two of it out. It's God's out there.
Yes, sir.
Right off the top. Amen.
That's right. All right.
Why would you do your kids that way, Brother Jason? Because that's one of the best things that's going to help them in life right there.
Right. You're right. Come on, brother.
You learn to give to God. Oh, boy.
Come on.
God's got a way of giving back.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes me want to shout.
Yeah.
Amen. I can never hardly get on these grounds without telling about George. Amen. When I was about 13, 14 over at Richlands Youth Camp, amen, they gave you a new pledge night. They was building that open air tabernacle that's there now. And then last year they took pledges up to. They're going to build another one. Amen. They've outgrown that one. They're ready to build another one. But I was there when they was building that one. Amen. And putting them rooms over top for all them kids to bunk and stay in. But anyway, they started off high, $1,000 or something like that. Great God in heaven. I was just a little boy. No way in the world I could ever raise my hand. I couldn't even imagine that kind of money. They got down to $500. That was still unreachable to me. But they said, I never even thought, Brother Tommy, about giving a dime. But they said, can anybody give $100. Boy, my heart got to beating. My heart got to thumping. I thought the Lord wants me to give $100.
Yeah.
So I raised my hand and I said, I'll do my best. I'll pledge $100 between this time and this time next year. Great God, I raised that hand. That bothered me. I never really owed anybody to that point. And I said, Lord, if you'll give me some yards, I'll go home and work. Amen. If you'll help me pay this, Lord, give me work, I'll pay it, hallelujah, and pay that pledge. Let me tell you something, 13-year-old boy or so, I went home, amen, I tell you, God blessed me with work, and I've been working ever since. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, it don't matter, I can't give to God if I feel like it. It's my duty to give to God. I said it's my duty to give. Great God in heaven, I come to tell you, I come to blast that theology that you got to feel like it. You ain't got to feel like it. It's your duty.
Amen.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I never, I have never since that day been without work.
Yep.
Thank you, God.
Woo.
Sir.
Oh. Amen. And I could preach a while right there, but I got to move on. But you know what else? I guess I was about 13. I don't know. Friends got wrote down what year it was. Michelle took him kids up here to Richlands Youth Camp. I never thought, never dreamed when I was 13, 14-year-old boy that 25, 30 years down the road, amen, something that I put forth, sacrificed, put money in, you know, my duty to help. Amen. Never thought 25, 30 years down the road, my daughter would get the Holy Ghost in that very tabernacle.
Praise
God's got a way. My Lord, I'm going to shout. I said, God's got a way. God's got a way. You come too late to tell me, amen, that I'm wasting my time. You come too late to tell me I'm wasting my life. I seen Him move as recent as this day. I said, I seen Him move. I thank God I didn't feel like it, but God honors duty. I said, God honors duty. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You should fear God and keep His commandments, because this, amen, is the whole duty of man. This word duty is not the original language. Amen. This is the whole of a man. The fear of God and obedience to Him is what make people complete. Great God in heaven. This world won't make you complete. Happiness and things and cars and houses, it won't make you complete. But if you learn how to fear God, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit more theology here. It's more important to fear God. Amen. We should obey God, but we must fear God before we obey God. Because when you fear God, it will cause you to obey God. Hey, yes, when I fear God, amen, it'll put an unction in my heart to obey God because I reverend Him as the God of this universe. Yes, somebody said, I don't want my children to be afraid of me. Well, I'm not going that far to say I want them to be scared of me, but I want them to be fearful about Dad. You know why? Because when I give them a law, when I give them a rule, they'll be more apt, amen, to obey if they fear. Yes, yes. Somebody said, I'm going to be my friend, my child's best friend. That's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. Great God, that child needs a dad. That child needs a mom to stand up and set the law and say in order. Amen. So they'll have something to be fearful of.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
That's right.
Glory be to God.
Oh, yes. Amen. Solomon had this thing. I've seen this under the sun. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
This, under the sun. Solomon had to get to the place that he also seen what was over the sun.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right.
Yes. Amen. And when Solomon saw what was over the sun, he said, I come to the conclusion of the whole matter. Amen. That life is about fearing God. I've seen everything under the sun, but great God, now I see Him over the sun. Glory! The way, amen, of folly is that of forgetting God and trying to satisfy the human soul with the things of this old world. They just don't satisfy. Hey, I come to tell you, amen, we must create in us a duty to serve God no matter what.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Oh. Amen. He is the reason why I was created. Him. He's the reason of my purpose of living. He is the source of my satisfaction.
Right.
He is the one that brings true joy to life. Oh, yes. He is the one that spares, amen, the pain in old age. He's the one that enables a person to be able to face God one of these days in the judgment. I must fear God and I must obey God. Why? Because knowing that one of these days I'm going to be called into the judgment.
That's true.
Woo.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And we'll be called into judgment one day.
Amen.
Now, these boys of mine, they're like anybody else's kids. They've got to be taught.
That's right.
And I give them orders, I guess you say, laws, rules. And I say, if you do this, I'm going to do this.
Come on,
amen.
That's right.
And guess what? If they do that, Brother George, I've got to do what I said.
Yeah.
Or they lose that fear factor.
Yeah. Play it off.
Weston did something the other day after I told him not to do it. And I just finally told him, I said, you do it again, you're coming to judgment. It has to be a judgment.
Yeah.
And guess what? He did it. He had to go to judgment.
Yeah.
God said that we must fear Him. And we must keep His commandments. And we must obey Him, because if we don't, we're going to be judged one day.
We're going to be judged.
Hey, I come to tell you, you might miss the doctor's appointment.
Come on.
You might miss the Terminex coming into town. You might miss a lot of things, but you'll never miss the judgment of God.
Amen. Come on.
Woo. I'm done here. I preached to you in my heart. I preached longer than I thought. Amen. My voice is just now getting preachable here. Amen. Woo, hallelujah.
Touching, Lord.
Every need will be judged. Every secret thing, good or bad, amen, is going to come to the light. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs said, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, and our secret sin in the light of thy countenance. Oh, yes, Jeremiah said, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth? Great God in heaven, I come to tell us, amen, it's my duty to put God first in my life.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Stand with me this hour, folks.
Hallelujah.
I'm done preaching to you. Wellington defeated Napoleon in Waterloo. And he said, it's but my duty to fight for my country.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name? Statue they all talk about. I forget his name. He talks about his duty. Amen. To stand for God. Hey, I come to tell you, amen. I don't know why so many people are in this thing. And it's really bad. You talk to them and say, well, I didn't know. You don't have to get an unction. You don't have to get a chill bump down your spine. Yeah, amen. To live for God.
Right.
Matter of fact, that's why so many people come and go. Come and go. That's why I've seen a lot of people come, and when they really serve God and you really get saved, you really feel that unction.
Come on.
Right.
But there's going to come a day when you don't feel it.
You're right, brother.
There's going to come a day when the devil knocks you off your feet and you're going to have to serve God because it's your duty to serve God.
That's good. That's good.
And when you do, you can stand like Brother Tommy here 50 years later and say, I'm still serving God.
Still serving God.
Because I did it when I felt it and I did it when I didn't feel it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I preached when I felt like it. And I preached when I didn't feel like it. I sang when I felt like it, and I sang when I didn't feel like it. I taught that class when I felt like it, and I taught it when I didn't feel like it. Great God in here. Hey, I come to tell you, amen, you do it because it's your duty.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
I come across this story, and it touched my heart. Old guy come, told his pastor, said, Pastor, I think I'm going to give up my Sunday school class. And the pastor said, why is this? Why do you want to give up your class? He said, I just don't really feel like it anymore. I don't have that giddy up and go like I used to have. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you've got to go past that giddy up and go. Wait, he gave up on his class, and before you know it, he gave up on God.
Yeah.
And he quit the church. And that pastor said, he remembered him for several years, but you know, just like everybody else, you ain't seen him in a long time. But he said he got a letter 30 years later. And that guy's name was on this letter. And he wrote to him and said, Pastor, this was Jack Hiles telling his story. He said, Pastor Jack Hiles, he said, and he told his name, I can't remember the guy's name. He said, I don't know if you remember me or not. And Jack said, as soon as he said his name, he said, my mind went back. I remember I seen his face. I remember exactly who he was.
Wow.
He said, but I'm writing to inform you, but the letter said, Huntsville, whatever, penitentiary. Huntsville, Alabama. He was in the pen. He said, I'm writing to tell you, he said, that me, we got away from God. My family got away from God. My wife got away from God. He said, I caught my wife in the back seat of a car with another man. And he said, it enraged me so bad that I went home and I got a gun and I killed the man. He said, not only did I kill the man, I killed my wife. And I'm going to spend the rest of my life in the penitentiary. Quiet now, ain't it?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Jack Hiles said, he went on to say, the start of my downslope was when I didn't feel like doing anything for God anymore.
My Lord.
Okay. The start of me going downhill is when I lost duty and I felt I had to feel like it. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, my Lord.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to preach this where you can understand it. I hope I'm getting this across.
Jesus.
If I give up on this church tonight, make an announcement and say, I'm resigning, amen, pastor of Good Shepherd, Holy Spirit, I just don't feel like it anymore. Don't feel like it.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something. I understand that there's times when you do resign. I understand there's times when God moves different. I understand all. I'm not preaching out of ignorance. But when you feel like you have to have a feel, as somebody, you have to have that goosebump.
Come on, brother.
Let me tell you something. Sunday school teachers teach when they feel like it and when they don't. Pastors preach when they feel like it and when they don't.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Why? Because it's my God-given duty. Amen. Oh, God. Bow your head with me. I hope I preached to you something you understand here tonight. I feel like the Lord gave this to me. Lord, I've come to you this day with a message that I've offered these people that I felt like you gave me. I needed a little more voice, but Lord, I performed my duty that you told me to go to Gilbert and do this very day. God, there's people, Lord, there's precious souls, there's important people right here in this house.
Jesus, yes.
Lord, if they could just understand this concept of serving you and living for you, yeah, there's going to be days we feel it. There's going to be days we're on the mountain. But, oh, God, there's going to be days when we're in the valley and don't feel like we got a friend in the world. That's the days that's going to determine what kind of Christian I'm going to be.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
God, I feel your spirit right here today. Oh, God. Lord, I feel your spirit in this house. Yay, I gave my warning this day to you. Yay, I've called, and I say unto you this day, it's time for you to make up your mind which way you will go. Yay, I say unto thee this day, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Yay, I say, you must make up your mind. I'm going to do your will, God, no matter what else happens in this life. I must surrender to your will and give you my entire life. And I will bless you, saith God. Won't you raise your hand, church? Won't you raise your hand and praise the Lord? He's trying to speak to us right here on this Sunday afternoon. God's trying to speak to us. I feel like God's giving this altar call right here. Go ahead, girls, nightly play. Make this altar here. Come on. You should be filling this altar up. You should be filling this altar up, Lord. It's my duty to serve you. God, it's my duty to give you my all. Come on. Shout out. Come on, saints of God, it's my duty.
Lord, I'll serve you honestly. from the dark. Cause would you open to my heart, revealing all my secrets in sin. And I'll go down seven times, and the tree I'll even climb, I'll even tear the roof off, or just to get to you. And I'll get down on my knees at the foot of Calvary and declare so openly, this time, Lord, I'll serve you
and the tree of
the mountains and make them move. I know the God of the old is the God of the new. I know that you did it then and you still do. You still do. You did it then, and you still do.